Hello, welcome to the second episode of Football Twaddle. Paru, how are you?
What's up? I think we missed an episode in the middle.
Did we? Or did we wait for things to get better?
Yeah, we don't want Arsenal fans to be like, "Arey, to season gaya."
Haan.
Although they still are like that.
Already? Achha, before we talk about Arsenal, Liverpool, man, what is this club? What to make of this club?
I think they're just continuing what they did last season. Even last season, they defeat Arsenal, lose to Burnley. Defeat Manchester City, lose to Bournemouth or something, I don't know. But that's how their track record has couple of seasons.
After the first match, everyone thought Liverpool, by God, their title
contenders. Is this the season?
And then suddenly after the second match, like, you know, they have a lot of defensive problems. The defensive partnership isn't working very well and we need to do something about it. How can people change their opinion so fast in 2 weeks?
But the problem here is not that Liverpool played bad. I mean, they had pretty good start.
Yeah.
They controlled the entire game, but Burnley gets only 2 shots
at target. I think the statistic is that this is the first time in Premier League history, or the record in Premier League history, where a team had so much possession and lost the game. They had 81% possession.
You know, that just shows that stats probably hide more than they show.
Yes, ask Wenger about.
Moving on.
All right. Manchester United, how tall is that team?
I think Manchester United, if they don't win the league this year, there is a huge problem.
Why?
After spending so much, after getting all these players in,
so?
And looking at the form they are in right now, 2 out of 2 games, I think.
Two out of two games.
That's
is
a 100% record, which I don't think even Arsenal fans can.
Man City, Hull City, Chelsea. And
but it's Zlatan. You know, Zlatan doesn't lose leagues this easily.
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes. My money is on United.
Your money?
My money.
The Arsenal fans' money.
Yep. Being a. Well, if Wenger can be like so, you know.
Dismissive over the fans.
With the money, then I think even I can be that cold with my money.
Yeah. But man, did you see how tall Man U players are? It's like Fellaini, Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, they've got a
Pogba.
Forest over there, man. Everyone used to say tree for Fellaini, but now it's like a forest over there.
Yeah, they are such a tall team. Especially like, and when Ibrahimovic is like bullying people around for the headers.
I know, I mean, Rooney just lobbed a ball in, like hoping for the best, and it was a pinpoint pass.
Rooney is the one guy that can be thrown out of this team so easily.
he looks so tired, you know, running around, huffing and puffing.
Yeah, I think Mourinho basically fit Mata in, and he's just going to wait to get in Mkhitaryan.
Tell me this, what do you think is the equation of Mata and Jose right now?
I think they love each other, but Mata is like, look, I need more wages, so
I need my space,
so please sell me whenever you want at a higher fee so that my level is always maintained. And Jose does that.
I think that's a good thing for Mata right now. He's in a good place right now.
Yeah, 2 starts, 1 substitution in
1 goal.
He's like, and Jose is like, I know what Mata can do.
And Mkhitaryan is like, why the fuck did you buy me, guys?
Jose would have told him, "Dekho, Rooney ko to nikal dunga main."
I'll remove Rooney.
Rooney is the most expendable character in that Man U squad right
I'm
now.
I'm surprised that you're not saying Fellaini right now. I mean,
no.
Even Man U fans would be surprised.
No. Oh, there's an.
I think he's got more confidence after.
There's an anecdote which basically Jose, after he was almost confirmed for Man U, he was watching a lot of Man U matches, and he absolutely loved Fellaini. What are people celebrating right now?
did India win the World Cup again?
So basically, Jose, someone asked about Fellaini to Jose. He says, "I love the player. He like fouls by accident. That the referee doesn't even give a yellow card." he's like,
I think that's a trump card in the side.
Like all that buffoonery.
He's messing around with plays of the opposition.
And the referee thinks, "Arey, ye to bas aise hi kar diya. Bacha hai ye." And what do you make of Man U's new centre half, Eric Bailly?
Well, I think he got the man of the match in the first match.
Both?
What?
The Community Shield and the first match.
Oh, yeah. His first 2 matches. Basically.
Yes.
Well, if you look at the price tag that goes with him, it does look like...
30 million is the normal, man.
Yeah,
these
I mean,
days.
If people are asking for 25 million for Johnny Evans...
I'm
saying that Bailey was a...
Proper bargain. Why does Wenger not just pay for a centre half 30
million?
I don't know.
I think Wenger is just too old school right now. He just doesn't believe that inflation has hit player prices.
No, I think he just wants to prove that he can win a Premier League without buying.
Spending. What are people praying about? What's happening in the world outside?
It's Krishna Janmashtami. It's at 12 o'clock. Oh,
no one.
Yes, we are recording this at midnight thinking there would be peace. And we could record it. Apparently, it's not.
Fans of Krishna?
Fans of Krishna. Acha, so that's Man U. Let's talk about Arsenal and Leicester City. Did you watch the match?
Yeah, it was a pretty boring match.
How did you manage to finish it?
I managed. I mean, looking at the excitement that was taking place in the end with all those penalty appeals.
Of Leicester?
Of Leicester, yeah. So that was exciting from an Arsenal point of view also. I mean, you're like, whoa.
Neither.
The referees are not giving penalties against Arsenal. What?
Arsene Wenger, like, I did not see it.
I saw that. I saw the fact that...
and I don't think it's a penalty.
It was not a penalty. Yeah. He bumbled into my player.
Bumbled into my player, like Fellaini.
Yeah, Fellaini. I mean, yeah, I think that's...
Like, why is he not playing Giroud?
Giroud, yeah, I think he is trying to get some squad rotation to show fans that look at the amount of players we've got. We've got Ozil on bench. We've got Giroud on bench.
We have a very strong bench.
Yeah, look how strong that bench is. It doesn't matter if the first team sucks, but at least our bench is strong. You know, because that's the kind of, those are the kind of phrases that make papers, you know. Arsenal starting with a strong bench. And yeah.
And did you have any Arsenal player in your fantasy squad?
I did have Bellerin, and he got the all three bonus points, and so he got a nice 9-pointer.
What?
Game.
Why bonus points?
Because he was very bonusy.
Like, big. I mean, why?
Well, they have a new bonus point system in place, right? In the fantasy league.
Like, if
so
you have a clean
tackles,
sheet.
Dribbles, and all these things.
Oh.
Clean sheet is a fixed point. So you get 6. But bonus points, it builds up, you know. So these guys had, they were tied with 31 points each, Monreal and Bellerin.
Yeah.
So both got 9 points.
I mean, since we are.
At least Arsenal is killing it somewhere.
In your fantasy league team.
Yeah.
Since we are actually recording after this 2 weeks, after Arsenal lost to Liverpool, Petr Cech had a nightmarish day.
Yeah, he crashed into the wall or something.
Or into a pole. Why is he, what's going on? Does he want to go back to Chelsea?
Is this like a metaphor for Arsenal's season already?
Crashed into the pole.
Yeah. See, there's nothing that says crashing at the start like crashing into a pole in a parking lot, man.
Yeah, what? If you're so stressed, why can't he hire a driver? Isn't he paid very well?
But drivers in UK are really expensive.
Yeah, he's paid way more than...
Please, these middle-class footballers cannot afford such things. What are you, Wayne Rooney?
Yeah, they're all giving money to Arsene Wenger because Arsene Wenger made that comment.
Yeah,
that I have to take care of 600 club employees. So supposedly on Twitter, a club retail shop employee said, look, I'm resigning.
With Comic Sans as the font. Anyway.
Yes, Man City was a Stoke.
Aguero! I think commentators are going to run out of breath looking at the form that Aguero is in.
Yes, but Aguero always starts off with such good form and then he's injured for like 2 months.
Exactly, so that's the point. I mean, if he plays a game, he scores. It's as simple as that. And it looks like even Zlatan is doing the same thing.
Yes.
Zlatan is scoring twice.
If Giroud plays, he scores.
Giroud creates more goals than he scores, that's it. I don't have stats to back that up, but it does look like he tries to do that.
Yeah, Giroud tries to create more than
you do realize that if they don't sign, it's Ozil's last season. And Sanchez, I think he has 2 years.
So where will Ozil go?
Ozil will go on a free transfer to Besiktas.
He has only a 3-year contract.
Negotiations haven't started.
He has a 4-year contract and he's in his 3rd year, right?
Yeah, they haven't started negotiating yet.
Oh, I read a rumor today. I'm not sure how sure or how true it is. But Phil Jones, Arsene Wenger wants Phil Jones all of a sudden.
Phil Jones,
and
Johnny Evans, James.
Yeah.
We are in the market for everyone and anyone. Do you want to come? We'll buy you. Where do you play? Wo baad mein dekhenge.
And Mourinho basically told no Phil Jones.
Yeah,
no can to get lost.
I will not do business with
so
Arsene
Mourinho
Wenger.
Suddenly has discovered confidence in Phil Jones.
Arsene Wenger has that effect on people. Anyway, moving on.
Wait, Nolito. What about Nolito?
Nolito, the super sub. 70 minutes. So, he walks in. I think he follows Arsene Wenger's school, you know, philosophy of substitutions.
Who follows?
Pep. Arsene Wenger thinks that you can't get a substitute in before the 70th minute. That's how he works nowadays. People, it's, I think, 60-minute mark is like,
man,
a
it's just sad to
thing.
See how a man, because of his thoughts,
is getting bashed so much.
Yes.
But yeah, Wenger.
And they're already 5 points behind City, United, and Chelsea.
Please, we were worse off last season.
After two games.
Yeah.
You were 6 points behind.
Of course we were.
We didn't win. There's an improvement.
It's always an improvement.
Acha, when? What else was there?
Chelsea, Watford, I think. Watford did play well. They started off well. But Chelsea, as usual, what's with Costa missing out on red cards and then scoring in the last
I think
minute?
Costa in his life got one red card till now, which it was only last year. Otherwise, our man till last year
has got
zero red cards. And even the first two games, he was supposed to get the second yellow and the red. He doesn't, and then he scores a goal. Costa is the dude. He's a genius.
Yeah, that's how it is. And Spurs get a boring London derby.
Yeah,
victory
one,
over
Crystal
Palace.
Nil. Yeah,
Crystal with
Palace.
Victor Wanyama.
You know, Crystal Palace haven't won a game since, I think, Jan or Feb.
Well, now they've got Benteke.
Yes.
Oh, lovely £32 million transfer. I think Liverpool have almost got their money back. Was it 32 million?
Yeah, but he's gone to Crystal Palace at 25 or something, right?
I thought it was 32. They were agreeing to 20. Anyway, I think.
It doesn't matter. Liverpool has almost made
Benteke
money.
Is gone. He didn't look happy, but.
Yeah, and the surprising team of the Premier League, Hull City.
Hull City.
Did you know Hull City has 13 fit first team players?
I do.
And they play 11.
They're still winning. They've got a better track record than Arsene right now. So that's what Arsene Wenger, do not sign a new player. Cut down on the ones you already have.
Come down to 13.
At least, you know, get those numbers down. You won't have to feed that many mouths.
Yes. And now, West Ham has moved to Wembley Stadium.
And how? They had a good start. A 1-0 victory.
It was kind of a very boring game, though, against Bournemouth.
Yeah, but still, it's the first match in the new stadium. And they're performing with their balls out, I must say. Looking at the Twitter images that are coming out later.
Yeah, anyway, this weekend we have Tottenham and Liverpool. Liverpool can't get a break. What's their away start?
But I think if you count Spurs as a big team, this match is Liverpool's.
Yes.
But if you count Spurs as the perennial underdogs, this match is Spurs.
So, what do you count Spurs?
Looking at last season's track record, I'd say they are the bigger team right now.
So, it's a Liverpool victory then?
It's a Liverpool victory.
And Watford and Arsenal.
So you see what I did there?
Oh,
you
man.
See
this. Whole logical reasoning, cat style.
That's how we do it.
Watford versus Arsenal.
I think.
By the way, Watford are playing good, huh? They're not like any pushovers.
Here's a stat for you. Arsenal has never lost to Watford.
Probably it's
they've got a 100% win record against Watford.
There's always a first time.
Yeah, like last season we saw a lot of first times. But yeah, they are the one of six teams which Arsenal has a 100% winning record in the Premier League against.
Oh.
So let's see how that turns out for Watford, bitches.
Okay, and then there's like so early in the season a table topping clash, Hull City versus Manchester United.
I have
United.
No idea which match you're going to choose. I was like, whoa, which one is this? Yes, it's Hull City. This is the end of their fairy tale story.
Hull City, you think Ibrahimovic will score again?
I think he's got it in him. I mean, he's doing it. Looking at the track record and the trend, definitely.
No, by the way, how do you think?
Looking at the trend, it should be a hat trick now.
Yeah. How do you think Paul Pogba started?
I think Paul Pogba had a pretty good game. I mean, the fact that...
He was the man of the match, by the way.
Zlatan scored two goals. Yeah, I was going to say it may have taken the spotlight off him. But I think nothing says man of the match like...
Paul.
Man of the match.
Oh.
You didn't see that coming.
No. And last year's champions, Leicester and Swansea.
I think it's time Leicester finally got the game in place. They need to show that.
Yeah, they actually played like Leicester of old against Arsenal.
I have three players from Leicester in my fantasy side. I've got Musa, I've got Fuchs, and
Christian
I've got
Fuchs,
and I've got Schmeichel. It's time they did something, man. I mean, show.
So why don't you just substitute them?
Because
why are you depending on Ranieri?
Musa is from the fatherland.
Kenya.
Nigeria, bitch.
Oh, sorry. And then let's talk about some...
City versus West Ham. I think that should wrap up the week.
City
versus
West Ham. Come on.
To Etihad Stadium.
Yeah.
Now they have a feel of the big stadium. I think they'll...
Oh, they'll take City's case. And this is just before the international transfers.
And I think Paye, is he still injured? He didn't make it to the bench also last time.
So he'll probably come this time. That's okay.
Let's see how it goes. I mean, okay. Aguero, another goal for Aguero. As you
I hope so. He's
so
on the fantasy
every
team.
Every match that he starts with, it's a 1-0 handicap for the other team.
You are so good with statistics. I
so
am. And Chelsea is playing Burnley.
I don't see. There are no two ways about that result. Chelsea all the way, man. Costa getting a goal at the end. And Burnley just looking at their season dreams burn.
Already,
Burn.
they just
See what I
beat.
did there?
Oh man.
I'm on a roll.
Did you see Burnley beat Liverpool? How can their season dreams burn?
Yeah, because Chelsea is a big team.
Achha. So, okay, let's talk about transfers. Yeah, we haven't spoken about Chelsea. How can we not talk about my team?
Bachui gets his
Batshuayi!
goal on the second match for the club.
Exactly, Matic is playing. Oh, did you see Fabregas pass for Costa's goal?
Yeah, is he getting his mojo back? I mean,
That pass was killer.
yeah,
Wow,
what
how?
vision, man.
Fuck, man,
Amazing
that
vision.
was so good.
Bachui are getting a tap in and then Costa's nicking it like through his legs or something,
Through the
man.
keeper's legs, but the pass of Fabregas to
Pretty good,
Costa,
pretty
that
good. Yeah. Can we
was.
stop talking about Fabregas now? Yeah.
Why?
It's a
Dude,
sensitive topic.
it's been how many years now?
It's been so long, but it's still a
अबे
sensitive topic.
7 साल तो हुए, so why you worried now?
7 साल पहले तो मतलब आई थिंक अंटिल ही वाज इन बार्सिलोना आर्सेनल फैंस वर लाइक स्टिल फैंस ऑफ हिम.
अच्छा, now he then he moved to the devil.
या विद द येलो विद द रेड टंग. सो या आई थिंक नथिंग इन ट्रांसफर्स. आई थिंक वी हैव गॉट ओनली आर्सेनल चेजिंग
Wait,
क्लोज
hold on.
डील्स.
What if now Arsene Wenger signs a contract extension for like let's say 2 years? By the time Jose Mourinho is going to like destroy, like burn bridges with everyone in Man U. And then Wenger goes, and will Arsenal take hire
I
Mourinho?
don't think that's gonna happen.
Even Man U
I
fans
don't
said the
think.
same thing.
Yeah, but Man U fans are fickle-minded anyway. Come on.
Oh.
They were abusing Van Persie one season and the next season they're like, hey, हमारा बच्चा.
हाँ, so you were saying हमारा बच्चा and then you were abusing in the next season.
No.
Yes.
We had a reason
So
to.
are you saying that in
We had a
three
reason
are
to.
you saying that in 3 years if Wenger goes and Mourinho is available, Arsenal will not take Mourinho?
Of course not. He doesn't fit in with the philosophy. Arsenal doesn't have money to give him.
He doesn't.
How? Give me. Do you think Mourinho can perform if he doesn't have money?
Yes.
Balls.
Yes, he can.
Balls.
You please look at the last 3 seasons, the net transfer spend of any club, and
Net.
Chelsea is the
Net.
lowest. Yeah, so he sells and buys. So
Yeah, so he's selling. He's buying a lot of new players,
and
right?
selling a lot of new old players.
Yeah, so he's doing away with the Deadwood.
So why is Arsene Wenger piling on players?
Because he doesn't know who Deadwood is. We've got Theo Walcott starting a match over Olivier Giroud, who starts for France, for God's
For
sake.
how long has
And we're
Walcott
chasing Lacazette, who doesn't even start for. He's not even there in the
And
squad.
he's not even that. Now Lyon knows how desperate Wenger is, and they've increased
Yeah,
the
five
price.
goals in two games.
Yeah.
Nothing says like quality. Like.
So who do you think Arsenal need in the transfer season?
I just go to sleep during the transfer season. I
But
don't ask me these
according
questions.
to you, who do you think Arsenal need? One center half for sure.
Yeah, James Rodriguez.
Who center half me
See that?
along with the
It's a
motorcycle?
Rodriguez, right? Not a Hernandez or something. I mean, there
No.
are only two options. I
And
don't think we've got Mexicans
you
listed
think
here.
Arsenal will buy anyone this week?
Yes, definitely. I think who it's gonna be, I have no idea. But it's
Mustafi!
Mustafi is not happening.
What nonsense.
Mustafi is not happening. And Johnny Evans, no way.
You think any other big transfer
Phil
is going to.
Jones, I think
Phil Jones, no. Mourinho's
Mourinho has
blocked that.
burnt those
Mourinho
bridges.
said, I now trust Phil Jones.
I
Yeah.
do not do business with Arsenal.
He
He didn't
should
say that
not.
Phil Jones was
When
a.
Arsene Wenger bought Mesut Ozil, Mourinho. Jemba Ba was moving on loan to.
Zhemba
Well.
Chennai.
Jemba Ba was
You said
moving.
Zhemba, it's Dembaba. Zhemba was playing for
I don't know.
Chennai.
I don't know African names very well. So he was moving. I mean, Jemba was playing for
So I said
Chennai. Yeah,
Zhemba.
Jemba Ba is different.
So
So he.
Chennai NFC,
Dijemba. So he was going on loan to Arsenal Wenger. And basically, Mourinho saw Ozil move there and said, block that move as well.
That is how he does business.
Yeah. It's Wenger against the
What a
world.
spoiled brat Mourinho, man. मुझे नहीं मिल रहा तो किसी को नहीं मिलेगा. वेट, उसी के पास तो था वो
एग्जैक्टली.
डेम्बाबा, सॉरी.
ओ एंड अबाउट मैनचेस्टर सिटी, ये कीपर का क्या चक्कर है?
आई थिंक कुछ तो बहुत बड़ा लड़ाई, द गिग्स लेवल लड़ाई.
बट गिग्स लाइक आफ्टर रिटायरिंग लड़ाई
नहीं, उसकी बीवी, उसके घर, मेरी बच्ची,
लाइक
तेरी.
विद गॉडियोला.
या लाइक विद मार्टिनेज, वाज इट लुकाकू? कौन
लुक क्या लुका को
सम
बोल रहा
एवर्टन
है?
स्ट्राइकर, आई कांट रिमेंबर हु इट वाज, वाज बैंगिंग मोयेज़'स डॉटर.
रियली
या
शिट, सच कैलस वे यू से सच
आई
थिंग्स.
डोंट थिंक वी गॉट किड्स लिसनिंग टू दिस.
सो व्हाई इज
नो डिसरिस्पेक्ट मोयेज़'स डॉटर, इफ यू लिसनिंग आई रिस्पेक्ट योर चॉइसेस.
इट्स बेटर देन जॉन टेरी, आवर कैप्टन, लीडर, लेजेंड.
फकर
फकिंग लीडर, लेजेंड.
फकर
Yeah, so why is Joe Hart going? Can you please throw some light into it? Do you have any idea?
He offered shampoo to Pep during
अबे फिर भी धोने पड़ते हैं.
For healthy scalps,
So
I
who
think.
is coming into like this Manchester City? Which keeper?
Bravo, apparently.
I, like
Claudio
that's
Bravo.
finalized or not yet?
Apparently they'll make an announcement on Thursday or something. Not an announcement, he's probably going to get his medicals done, check
Which
his
is like almost done.
blood sugar, fasting, and all those things.
उपवास के पहले
उपवास
उपवास
के
के
बाद
बाद
प्लस जन्माष्टमी का उपवास था आज
हाँ
काफी लंबा.
साबूदाना खिचड़ी खाएगा.
So I'm sure Bravo must have been observing it.
ओह वेरी नाइस. टॉटनम्स सॉरी.
शाउट आउट टू आवर स्पॉन्सर्स वो मिसिंग टुडे. विक्स की गोली लो, खिच खिच दूर करो.
आई बी होपिंग फॉर द
ये आ
चेक्स
रहा
वेरी सून.
चेक चेक पीटर चेक.
टॉटनम हॉटस्पर, व्हाई दे नॉट बाइंग एनीवन?
व्हाई आई डोंट थिंक दे नीड एनीवन मैन. आई
व्हाट
थिंक दे गॉट अ
नॉनसेंस.
प्रीटी सॉलिड साइड.
दे नीड अ स्ट्राइकर.
देव गॉट हैरी केन.
हैरी केन एक ही है.
बट ही इज गुड.
सो इफ ही इज इंजर्ड.
They've got Dele Alli to pitch in with the goals.
Dude.
We've got Alli.
I mean, this is your sinister plan of getting Arsenal above Tottenham.
Not everything is about Arsenal above being above Tottenham. There are other things to life.
Like what?
Like Pokemon Go. I got a Dratini today.
Congrats.
Thank you. Do you know what a Dratini is?
No, but I'm assuming it's in a very higher level.
Yeah, it's a pretty rare thing.
And how? What level are you playing?
I'm on level 18 right now.
Mourinho's banned Pokemon Go.
What is it? Did people keep it in the shorts during a match? Because 10 kilometers means you're hatching an egg.
He banned Pokemon Go on match day.
That's so bad. How can you be so cruel? How haven't we heard about a player rebellion now?
No, they agreed. They said, yeah, if you have to win the league, we can't play Pokemon Go on match day.
But during the match, they can just keep it in their pockets, no? See, the more you run around, the quicker your eggs hatch. And you get like rare Pokemon. That's how it is, man. I mean, these nitty gritties, you won't get them, Saru. But Pokemon Go is.
I have to start playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Like what? I switch on the app and I walk on the streets and I find Pokemon.
That's how you do it.
And I collect them.
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Unless and until you find a way to fool your GPS into thinking that you're walking around. You know, you strap it to your dog or something and he goes running around Banda Reclamation.
No, but how do you move to the next level on this game?
You just keep catching more Pokemon.
That's it?
Yeah.
So why are so people so crazy about this game? Is it better than Grand
it's
Theft
Auto? Coming
or
in the next Olympics, Tokyo 2020, the home of Nintendo.
Oh, did you see the
yes,
Tokyo
I did.
D20? How the Prime
the
Minister
Prime
of Japan
cosplaying Mario.
Super Mario.
That was brilliant, man. Can you see Narendra Modi doing that with Chacha Chaudhary?
Vayo aur veno.
Sabu.
Acha. Anyway, so that's our review, preview, whatever you'd like to call it.
For this week.
Yes. And who is playing Fantasy League, please have
Keep
a...
Zlatan and Sergio.
Keep Zlatan and Sergio. That's
toss a coin to decide who the captain's going to be.
Yeah. And that's our fantasy pick for the week.
Woo!
Alrighty, bye Baru.
Bye Salu.
Bye bye.